this Saturday, a special online event coming up is the August Wilson African American Cultural Center in Pittsburgh presenting the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival live online. And joining us is the president and CEO of the August Wilson African American Cultural Center and our good friend, Janice Burley Wilson. Janice, great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Everybody well with your family?
Yes, everyone's doing well in Pittsburgh.
Wonderful. It's hard to believe, but this is year 10.
I know. The time has just flown by. I actually remember traveling to New Jersey to do an interview with you very early on about the beginning years of the festival. So to celebrate 10 years is really kind of, it's very special, and we're so excited here in Pittsburgh.
Special, but very challenging during this difficult time right now. You've had
Absolutely.
To move this event virtually, and mm-hmm. it's being curated by the center. Tell us, how difficult has it been to move the festival online this year?
Well, because it was the 10th year, we had a lot of special things we wanted to do to celebrate the anniversary, and obviously never imagined that we wouldn't be able to do those things in person. So in a very short window of time, we had to kind of scrap all of our ideas, learn how to pull off a festival online, contact all of the musicians, and also start to review a lot of our archival footage that we've taken over the last 10 years and edit all of that down, try to find pieces that that people would really remember and enjoy, and just revamp the whole concept of a festival. We also wanted to find a way for people to feel as though they were a part of it, not just watching it on their screen. And so we'll have an after party with two DJs, and it'll be a virtual dance party in people's homes. They can log in through Zoom and become a part of a celebration, because we wanted people to be able to engage and to participate in the celebration. So it's been a challenge, but we've learned a lot about the possibilities, I would say, or the potential around a virtual event, and looking forward to the outcome.
Now, you can find this event on the center's website and Facebook page, and you have another award-winning lineup that you put together. And also when we do it online, we have a chance to make this a global event, so I'm sure you're excited about that aspect.
Very excited. We have, whenever you're online, you can connect with the artists' social platforms. We also work with jazzcorner.com. Jazzcorner.com has 436,000 followers. So the festival will be available through the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival Facebook page. You can also access that through our website. The August Wilson African American Cultural Center has a YouTube channel. We'll be on Instagram. And so there's a lot of options. I think that we're going to be seen globally, and it will be a great way for us to take the brand beyond Pittsburgh, beyond the states where people would drive in. We get a lot of people that come in from Michigan, a lot of people that drive in from other areas that are relatively close. But this is really going to take the program worldwide. So we're really looking forward to what comes of this. And we have great artists. We have Diane Reeves, Sean Jones, Oren Evans, Jasmine Horn, Lakeisha Benjamin, Joe Locke, Lauren Talese, Brett Williams. We have Jessica Kerr Moore, Emmett Cohen, and then a lot of archival footage from Chick Corea, Eddie Palmieri, The Average White Band, Marcus Miller, and so many others. And then a lot of special messages from people like Ron Carter and Marcus Miller again, Alan Gorey of The Average White Band, a special message coming from Chaka Khan, who was our headliner this year. So there's a lot of surprises. And we're also going to have a jam session that will take place in Pittsburgh at a secret location. And the jam session will be led by Sean Jones with a lot of our local musicians who are incredible. And they might be based, they're based in Pittsburgh, but they tour all over the world with a lot of other artists. So it's going to be exciting. something very different for us. And it's kind of a it's a lot of heightened excitement right now this week as we prepare, but everybody's really looking forward to what's to come.
So many artists and organizers have talked about the healing power of jazz music, and I'm sure that during this difficult time that we're going through on many different fronts, people are reaching out and embracing jazz.
Absolutely. Our organization, the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, is one of the largest nonprofit organizations dedicated exclusively to celebrating the African American experience and the African diaspora. And jazz, as we all know, is an African American art form. And for those of us that love jazz, one of the things we love about it is the unifying element of jazz. The bandstand is a very democratic place. It's multiracial. It's also, if you are a jazz lover, you know, when you go to jazz concerts, it's just a very welcoming and warm environment. And we see this event and all of our events like this as a way to bring people together. And with music, as the properties of music, we think that people will leave inspired and feeling hopeful for the future.
And as the case when we're talking about nonprofits, funds are always an issue, and you've launched a new campaign that will support the next 10 years of the festival. Talk about it.
Yes, it's the 10 for 10, or the $10 for the next 10 years. $10 being the minimum contribution, but obviously we will accept much higher. But we are hopeful that people that attend the online event, or people that have attended the festivals in the past 10 years, will appreciate that jazz is expensive. It's an expensive art form to present very well. Our festival is, for the most part, free to the public, but it's an expensive endeavor. And so we're hopeful that people will contribute. They will share their time and share their dollars so that we can have another 10 years. And this will be a way for us to keep the festival sustainable for the future.
When you started, you mentioned coming up to New Jersey when we first talked about this festival 10 years ago. Yeah. It's hard to imagine that it's reached such heights, and now it's online and will be global. But do you sometimes think about when you first put this together and how far you've come?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was something that I dreamed of. Pittsburgh deserved a festival. We hadn't had one in many, many years. One of my mentors, George Ween, who's the founder of the Newport Jazz Festival and so many other festivals, told me when I first met him that he started the first Pittsburgh Jazz Festival back in the 60s. And it had been many years since we had a festival in Pittsburgh. And I called some friends and got some advice from people in the jazz community on how to do this. And we've really kind of made it up as we went along. And the support that we've received from people in this local Pittsburgh regional community and nationally have really contributed to what it's become today. And last year, I think we had about 50,000-60,000 people that attended, and people came from all over the country. And it's a testament to the healing power of music and the unifying qualities of jazz. It's been a wonderful whirlwind adventure, and I'm looking forward to the next 10 years.
What has been one of the best comments you've received from someone either from far away or from the Pittsburgh area about the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival?
Well, I would say our first dedicated article or review of the festival in Downbeat magazine was a thrill for me. The writer commented that it is warm and inviting and just a great experience all around. The people were really friendly, and the music was amazing, and it felt like family. And that's kind of what we were going for. When I founded the festival, I really wanted it to be an event that attracted people from all over. And when they got here, they felt like they were home. And I think that we've achieved that in the last 10 years. We have people that have been coming from other cities every year. They book their hotels in advance, and they meet up with other friends, and people plan family gatherings, family reunions around the festival weekend. And the musicians also comment how much they enjoy being in Pittsburgh for the festival. They get a chance to play, but they also get a chance to interact with their fellow musicians, people that they admire. The jam sessions are amazing. People get to play with musicians that they've worked with many, many years ago, or people that they've always wanted to play with. And it's really been a great experience for me. I've learned so much and met so many wonderful people. I can't wait to see what the next 10 years brings.
We're speaking with Janice Burley Wilson, the president and CEO of the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, presenting the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival live online Saturday. And that will all begin at noontime on the center's website and Facebook page. Janice, you know that one of the highlights for me was introducing Alan Harris on stage as part of the Jazz Festival years ago. What is it about the city of Pittsburgh and jazz? So many great artists from the past and present are from this city.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you just think about some of the greats, they either came from Pittsburgh, they were born here, or they spent some time in Pittsburgh. Everyone from Errol Garner, Mary Lou Williams, Earl Father Hines, George Benson, Ahmad Jamal. So many great musicians learned their craft in Pittsburgh. And it's that rich heritage, I think, draws people to the city. And it also is an attraction for the musicians that we book for the festival. They know that a lot of their technique or their influences were born and raised here. I mean, if you think about Eddie Jefferson, and you mentioned Alan Harris, he just did a project based on Eddie Jefferson's music. And Alan spent time in Pittsburgh. So I think that the community is very welcoming and excited about having people come to the city, and all of those great jazz musicians, that history is here. And the regional jazz community takes it very, very seriously. I think we have one of the best jazz scenes in the country, and we can, you know, in a normal time when we aren't in a pandemic, there's jazz every night, someplace in the city, and music that you really want to hear. And so we feel very fortunate here in Pittsburgh to have so many amazing jazz musicians that live in the city, that take the music and the history very seriously. And they are all part of what we do every June. We support our local jazz community, our local jazz musicians, and make sure that they are also featured and highlighted during that weekend in Pittsburgh. And with everything that's going on in the country, racial tension, the disparities amongst different groups, and racial injustices that are faced by the Black community, jazz is a wonderful vehicle for bringing people together. And the music speaks for so many people that don't have the words to say what's on their mind. So we see the festival as a way to bridge communities, to bridge groups, but also as a way to elevate the voices of the African-American community.
Before we let you go, I did want to touch upon the center's launched several additional free digital initiatives for audiences of all ages. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. We have a wonderful series that we started last month called Lit Fridays. Lit meaning short for literature, because August Wilson obviously was a Pulitzer Prize winning playwright. And we feature writers, we feature poets, artists, visual artists, and in conversation with our literary curator, Jessica Lanay, who is also a poet and author. And we also have programs for young people. We have a summer writing workshop that I just found out yesterday in talking to my staff is completely full. We had to add two more workshops to our to our schedule to accommodate all of the inquiries. We have students that have registered from all over the country. And so that's really exciting. We're also launching a virtual jazz series in the fall where we'll have intimate concerts for people to tune into. You see a lot of the jazz concerts that are happening online. Well, this will be a series that we're developing. So we're finding ways to kind of tweak what we've been seeing and make them a little bit more engaging and interactive. So we're working on that. And also, we plan to continue our virtual program even when the building is open for business and we can welcome people back into our theater and our galleries. We have tried to take advantage of this of the pandemic in that we've utilized the virtual platform to really take our programming beyond the walls of the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. So that's something we'll continue.
Janice Burley Wilson, let's congratulate you in advance of this online concert because I know how hard it is to put something like this together. And the fact that the 11th anniversary, well, you'll be back with everybody visiting the city of Pittsburgh with all. We certainly hope that's the case. But thanks so much for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you so much for having me, and I wish you the best.